Welcome back to Winning the Game, Villain Host here. Starting a series of episodes now on the theme of reflection and specifically a process that we call stacking. But first of all, let's introduce this series of episodes with the statement, you could call it, the view that you are both the obstacle and the opportunity. You are both the obstacle and the opportunity, you yourself. So what if I said that the biggest thing standing in the way for you winning the games you would want to win, accomplishing the results that you want to accomplish, is you? So between where you are and where you want to go, there's one thing that's in the way, and it's not time that's in the way. There's not money that's in the way. It's not resources that's in the way. It's not difficult people around you. The obstacle is actually you. And not that there's anything wrong with you or anything at fault with you. It's simply that within you, there is something that you can transform. The obstacle is an invisible obstacle that when you start to understand it and get a sense of what's invisible, you can transform it. If you own the obstacle that you are, then the opportunity of winning the games you want to win opens up. So the lesson today is that you are being driven by something that you don't see. So your behavior is always an expression, you could say, or it's a good fit for how you see the world. So as you see the world, so you will behave. We all do. Our behavior is not a function of what we know, because then there are a lot of things we wouldn't do. For sure, me too, right? I know a lot of things that I should do that I'm not doing. And I know a lot of things I shouldn't do. And shouldn't is not moral. It's just to win the games I want to win, there are things I should just stop doing, but I don't stop doing them. I keep doing it anyway. Simple things like snacking in the evening or, you know, staying up later than I should. Those are things that I know I would be better off not doing, but I still do them. So knowledge doesn't create behavior, or rather only knowledge doesn't create behavior. What is the source of behavior is how you see the world. So now what determines how you see the world then? Well, the framework you see the world through impacts what you see, or the perspective you use when you look at the world or a situation determines what you see. Another word to use is simply stories. The stories you tell yourself in your own mind, or the stories that run in your mind without you knowing that you even have them, they shape what you see. And from that seeing comes behavior, and from the behavior comes the results. So it's going to wake you up today to the power, the immense power of reflection. And not reflection like sitting and randomly reflecting and just noticing whatever comes to your mind. That can be cool too. It's almost like a meditative practice. You just have no intent or direction with anything except being there and being present to what's present for you. That's super cool. I do that every day. Now, there's another more active approach to open up new ways of seeing the world, which comes from transforming the frames that keep you stuck. And that's called reflection, or a methodology that I've been practicing for 5 years plus that's incredibly powerful. It's called stacking. So in the next number of episodes, probably the next 5 or 10 or so, I'll keep training you in the process of reflecting and doing it in a way so it opens up new worlds for you, because you see the world differently. And as you see the world differently, you will take different action. And from that different action, you will have different results. You will experience winning, not over others, not by dominating other people. You're simply winning, meaning you're making progress and accomplishing what you want for you. So you get a sense of being able to say to yourself, here's the place I want to go. And you experience winning and going there. So To sum up today's episode, if you own that the main obstacle that is keeping you from going where you want to go is actually you yourself, or something within you that is fairly invisible. And if you own up to that, or you consider that, or you kind of choose to look from that place, okay, if I'm stuck, I don't make progress, I don't accomplish what I want, I am the obstacle, then it's in your hands to transform the obstacle. The opportunity of you and the possibility of you is then also in your hands. You must see the world differently, like truly see the world differently. And to be able to do that, you and I need to make visible what's invisible. The frames, the perspectives, the stories that run our life and run our behavior needs to be transformed. And to do that, you need to stop. You need to stop the action. You need to stop the overthinking. You need to stop analyzing so much, or overanalyzing rather, and you need to stop. Stop, stop, stop. And you need to reflect. Purposely ask certain question and notice what comes up, and ask yourself another question and notice what comes up, and ask yourself another question until you get a real choice present. And when the choice is present, you can choose by your own choice how to see the world. And if that clicks, the world will actually start to look different. The new perspectives opens up for you, and you will start taking different action, and results will follow. That was all today in the introduction to the transformative practice of reflection, or stacking. Welcome back in the next episode.